Hi everyone, welcome to Short Spanner Podcast. My name is Titi Sule and I'm here with...
Olumide Longe. Well, people call me Olu.
They call you... How do you pronounce your last name?
Longe.
Not like long or...
Not long, it's actually Longe. Well, you know what's funny? I usually get caught up having to explain that the pronunciation of my name, that it's not long, lounge, whatever, because people think it is. Is longer, and people usually think it's French, so I usually have to let them know that no, this is a Nigerian name.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about social media networking, and the reason why I want to talk about social media networking with Olu is because on my LinkedIn feed, like, you have the most, like, whenever I go on LinkedIn and I look at, like, my feed, like, I'll see, like, I'm like, who is this person? And then I'll see that you commented on this person. So we met at a conference, an engineering conference, right? And you've been pretty great at keeping in touch and networking. So can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, so with networking, that's just me. I love to build relationships, and the reason why I started building relationships was because around this time last year I became interested in tech, but my background isn't in tech, so I realized that to actually get myself well-grounded in tech, I'll need to build relationships with people in tech to see how I can learn from people and actually get myself well-situated. And besides building relationships, I love to talk and listen to music, and that's just me. I love to achieve things, and I'm a chemical engineering student at Prairie View A&M University.
All right, cool. So what social media platforms are you on?
Well, that's a good question. It's almost like I use everything. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. I think that's about it.
That's it? Just five of them?
That's about it, yeah. Just
five. All right, so let's first start about networking, right? So you hear people talk a lot about, like, networking and how important it is to people's development.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say from your perspective why networking is important to you?
Well, so... networking is actually very, very important. So I'll just love to touch on the fact that people usually mix up networking and staying connected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so first of all, with networking, the reason why I network is, and the reason why any other person should network, is to get people that are outside of your space connected to you. Now, notice the keywords I use, connected to you. I use connected because it's a different thing to network, and it's a different thing to actually network and connect.
Okay.
You can network without connecting with someone.
That's a great point.
That's you just saying, hey, my name is this. The person tells you their name, and that's it for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But when you network and connect, you network, hey, my name is this. This is what I do. You learn about the person, and then after meeting with the person, you go back, you get send a follow-up email, or you send a text, or you give a call. That's how you network, and that's the reason why I network, to be able to stay connected with people that are outside of my space, because I didn't know when I would need the help from someone outside of my space.
Right, and sometimes, you know, if you keep networking with people, and they, like you said earlier, if they need something, or they're thinking about some activity they want to do, they might reach out to you because you've been the most, you know, forward person with reaching out to them on their social media platform. And speaking about social media, right, it tends to have a bad rep, you know, some of these platforms. So, but I've seen a lot of advantages with networking on social media. So can you talk a little bit about, like, what you do on social media to network and how that has benefited you?
Yes. So when I first jumped on social media back in 2012, 2011, well, yeah, I'm pretty young, so, and that was a pretty late time to jump on social media. I mean, it's been around for so long. But then when I jumped on social media back then, it was more about just retweeting stuff, more just about posting pictures, more just about laughing at things, creating jokes on social media, not really understanding the value of social media, which is actually finding a community and how of connecting with people, finding a community of reaching out to people, finding a community of people that are like-minded like yourself. So what was the question again? Can you go over the question again? So
it was around, like, how do you use social media to network and what, how has it benefited you personally?
Okay. So yeah, like I mentioned, when I joined social media, I didn't really know, like, the actual purpose of it. But right now, like you mentioned with LinkedIn, you always see me on LinkedIn. You always see me pop up on your page. Well, that's not coincidental. That's actually my plan. So the more I relate with people's posts on LinkedIn, the more I like posts, the more I comment, the more I share, the more I get myself out there, the more people are able to see me and see what I'm actually interested in, see what I'm about, see the things I'm passionate about, see the things I care about. And that way, without that, you wouldn't have seen me on your page.
Right.
It was from that you were able to say, hey, let me reach out to this guy. This is something that's interesting. I see that he's actively using this, and I keep on seeing him.
Yeah, you're pretty good at using it to network.
Yeah, you wanted to learn about what I do and actually share with other people. And that's with LinkedIn, making sure I like, I comment, I share. And most times I actually send emails to take it a step further, because that's where it really matters. And then with other social medias that are more laid back, which are actually in the real sense social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I use those to actually share more about myself to people. So I use those social, those platforms to let people know that, okay, aside being into tech, aside being passionate about entrepreneurship, aside being passionate about financial services, I also like music. I love to watch comic shows. I love to crack one or two jokes and things like that. Yes.
Okay. So, do you connect with people offline when you make a connection with them online?
Well, that's a very great question. So I would say these are two very important things. There's no offline connection. Let me say there's no much value in online connection if you do not connect offline.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, when you connect online, the person just knows you. That's more like a virtual understanding of who you are. But when you're able to take it offline, they're able to see you in real time, real space. See, oh, this is the person I've been talking to. This is what this person is really about.
Right.
So, and that's what I've been working on recently. So this past semester, I traveled to about 4 states. And anytime I traveled into a new state, what I did was I went through my connections on LinkedIn. I looked for people that were in those states. And I pick out whichever person I connect with more. I pick out the person, I reach out and let the person know, hey, I'll be in your town, I'll be in your city, do you mind meeting up for a quick chat? Let's just connect over some drinks or something, let's get to know each other more or something like that. And if they're down for the cause, it's always a great opportunity, because then I'm able to go away from online.
It becomes a real connection, right? You have a stronger connection with that person, because
yes.
Now it's not just, oh, this person that I met online is now someone that you know in person, like for real.
Yes, exactly. And that's when you build a relationship. That's where building relationships start. Being able to go from online to offline and from offline to online. That's
right.
When you build an actual relationship.
Okay. So given that you're very good at networking, right, that's the reason why we're having the conversation today, especially on social media.
Yes.
What tips would you share for people that want to do what you do, like being able to reach out to people and connect with them on social media rather than just use social media as a place for like having fun and posting pictures?
Yes. So I like to say social media is an opportunity, because most social media is free.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a free opportunity for you to advertise yourself. This is a free opportunity for you to self-market yourself. Like, it couldn't get better than this. Social media is so powerful that you have the opportunity to say, okay, I want to reach out. I want to get myself known in a community of people that are interested in music. Then you go on social media every day, you're posting about music, you're commenting about a song you just heard, you're commenting about a music video you just saw. Whether you like it or not, after some weeks, some months, you're going to realize that some people actually start to relate with your post. Some people start to comment up on your post. Some people start to follow you that you didn't even know existed, because why? You've actively utilized your social media to self-market what you're interested
in
and what you're about. So my tip to students and professionals out there, they are looking to get the most out of LinkedIn or any other social media. There are two things you need to know. You need to learn how to relate with people's posts. When you're able to relate with people's posts, like, comment, share, people are able to see that there's someone that actually relates to what they are posting. And when someone is able to recognize someone that relates to them, that's always upper hand, because now it gives you a sense of, let me reach out to this person. Maybe this person is really about what I'm about. This would be a great opportunity for me to connect with someone that's really about what I'm also about. And like I said, you have to continue to post frequently. Share your original thoughts. Share things you read about. Share things you're interested in. That way people are able to know who you are, what you are, and what you can actually do for them and what they can actually do for you. So mm-hmm. it's a two-way relationship. So make sure you post frequently. Post your original thoughts and what you care about.
Well, thank you, Olu. It was a pleasure talking to you today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, right? Yeah, thank you very much for reaching out.
Awesome.
When you reached out to me, I was really shocked. I didn't know someone actually saw my post. And
yeah, I was just like, man, like this guy is like on everybody's post that I can see on LinkedIn. So that you're like, and it's not just liking, right? You talked about you got to like, you got to share, you got to comment. But, you know, if you just like people's posts, right, that doesn't really attract someone to, like, pay attention to you. You really have to engage. And when they post something, you have to, like, be able to relate to that topic and post something that's meaningful.
Yes.
So it's not just liking their comments or just sharing, right? So people pay attention when you do things like that. And I think that's what you're trying to say is, you know, in order for you to put yourself out there, you also, it's not just you putting yourself out there. It's also you reacting to what people are putting out there.
Yes, exactly. And you also want to share your original thoughts.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, everyone. We're done. We shared some tips for social media. So till next time, have a great day. Bye.